But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter to you. Travel Market Reports just recently came out with their cruising trends. Lots of things to discuss through that. One interesting item that we'll start with, and that's all-inclusive cruises. Now, it's been a while since I've been in the cruise industry, but to my knowledge, there's only a few cruise lines, and I'm talking about the ocean cruise lines now, that actually have what is called an all-inclusive, right?
Right. And it's when you do book an all-inclusive cruise, it's really is smooth sailing. So your fare will include things like meals, wines and cocktails, gratuities, internet access, and in some cases, even shore excursions and airfare to and from the port city. So while most of the best cruise lines can feel all-inclusive, but it kind of has some parameters around that. So you have to eat in one main dining room with everybody else, drink only soft drinks or flat water, but truly all-inclusive or a world apart. So many of the specialty restaurants on cruise ships cost extra, anywhere from 25 to over 100 per person per meal. And you have to consider what currency it'll be charged in, whether it's euros or whether it's in US dollars. And then drinks like wine, beer, cocktails, sparkling water, good coffee and tea are going to make your bill bubble up every day. So you don't want to be that person that is really watching your bill day to day. You just want to enjoy your cruise. And that even extends to if you want to go to a fitness center where there's a spinning class or yoga class, log into the internet to post photos on your cruise on Instagram, more and more charges could just creep up on that, on your folio.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be, watching your folio go up and up and up, and then on the last couple of days going, well, we can't do anything because our budget's blown.
Yeah.
But the reason why we talk about this is because with this cruise trends outlook for 2023 from Travel Market Report, more than 7 in 10 travel advisors say their clients prefer all-inclusive cruise pricing. You're a travel advisor. What do your clients say? I would assume it's just easy. They see one price and they know what's included. Right,
and they don't have to worry about, because most clients want amenities, particularly like Wi-Fi or onboard entertainment or attractions. Beverage packages are huge. That's really a draw, as well as prepaid gratuities. So, yes, you are right. They are definitely looking for something where it's done when you get on. It's like you don't want to think about anything, and you don't want to have to pick and choose. You can just enjoy what you paid for and mm-hmm. not worry about it. So as I said, like an onboard entertainment and open bar are big sought after inclusions, drinks and beverages that are most favored add-ons, as well as it's just important that, well, I guess at the end of the day, you're just not worrying. I have clients that have gone on various cruise ships, and they felt in some cases that they were nickeled and dimed, which isn't
yes.
a good flavor for what you want in your vacation.
Well, and it's one thing for clients to want all-inclusive pricing, and it's another thing to get all-inclusive pricing, because very few cruise lines, as I mentioned, actually have what is called an all-inclusive. But at the same time, people can create their own all-inclusive, because the cruise lines do, just about all cruise lines offer drink packages, Wi-Fi packages. You can book your shore excursions beforehand. So when you do get on board, you had that all taken care of. But I mean, it's all add on. But if you know that when you're booking your cruise, maybe a year in advance, then it kind of, you can create your own all-inclusive sailing, right?
Right, exactly. And you mentioned beverage packages. And when people think of beverage packages, they might all think immediately of alcoholic, but there's many travelers that are non-al- like that don't want beverages and alcohol. So there's like coffee packages, or they have like non-alcoholic packages. So they do offer a nice menu to choose from with regards to including on their cruise. Also, shore excursions. I do recommend that you pre-book your shore excursions, because they, popular ones can tend to fill out or book up quickly, especially in places like Alaska. And I would recommend you doing that, but then you don't have to do it. Some people just like to get off on port and wander around on their own. There's definitely options for you, but a big draw is Wi-Fi. Like, people want to still be connected and still be linked on to their family and friends at home. But also, what I would recommend is download cruise line apps, because a lot of that you can navigate within the ship environment, like talking to fellow passengers that are on the same ship that you're traveling with. So there's different ways that cruise lines have provided to travelers to make their experience enjoyable.
And the Wi-Fi technology has gotten a lot better over the years on cruise ships. And we are talking about ocean cruises. And just getting back to the beverage packages too, if you have teens or children, yeah, you can get beverage packages that include just soft drinks and juice and things like that, which if you spend extra daily, it'll add up very, very quickly.
Right, like,
But let's talk about river cruises because they are actually really more what is defined as all-inclusive, aren't they?
right. So the trend right now for river cruises is to include like beer or wine at your some of your meal services. They include at least one shore excursion as you enter various ports. They're really good in regards to. River cruises are just, it just feels more, it's a very relaxed atmosphere. You can prepay your gratuities as well. So sometimes, if you come in on the date of when the ship leaves, your transfers are included. So it's a lot more inclusive, I think, of a cruise experience that you're going to find out there.
Well, and I guess the bottom line is you really can create your own all-inclusive cruise. Everything's available. You just have to pay extra for it. But it's better, I think, to pay it up front than to be watching your credit card go up and up each day on a cruise.
Absolutely. Yeah, it might look expensive up front, but at the end of the day, it really does provide value for your budget.
Well, for sure. What are some of the other things on the cruise trends outlook for 2023 that caught your eye?
It was interesting about the top three customer categories who are most likely to buy a cruise vacation: couples, seniors, and empty nesters. And then for the destinations that are trending for this year, it's the Caribbean and Bahamas, Europe, and Alaska. And then people who really want to take a cruise vacation are citing that the top motivators are celebrating personal occasions, ticking off the bucket list, and spending time with family. And a cruise really does allow multi-generation family options, because there's activities for all age groups. You don't, it's nice to do things all together, but maybe you have teens or younger travelers with you that may not want to do other things, but you like, say, go on an excursion, but they will enjoy the teen club or the baby club on board, or kids club, basically. So mom and dad gets a little bit of a breather too, to enjoy a spa time or whatever they, whatever interests are drawing you to that destination.
Exactly right. I still think it's one of the best vacations for your value because there is so much you can do on board. There's so many excursions you can take when you're at the port of call. And even just if you wanted to sit by the pool and relax, the way technology is set up now, you don't even have to get up to get a drink anymore,
No,
as far as I know.
it's
So
amazing.
it really is a great vacation. I still say it's one of the best
Right.
vacations.
And it's very popular. It's the most repeat and referral business in the travel industry, our cruises. And what you're looking at too is that there's so much interest in going on a river cruise or an ocean cruise that you should book early because the stateroom or the itinerary might sell out. And right now there's itineraries going into 2024, even 2025. So that's the interest that people are wanting to, as far as a cruise vacation, take.
Well, now I want to go on a cruise. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thanks for doing this, Onanta. Happy Easter.
And to you, take care.